This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Day is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. He says he's taking the two-day trip because he thinks more should be done to secure the border.
We need to shine a light on what's going on down at this border. We got record fentanyl coming up here.
When O'Day was made aware that most drugs are seized at legal points of entry, he argued that U.S. Customs and Border Protection is overwhelmed and understaffed. CBP reports nearly 15,000 pounds of fentanyl have been stopped at the border so far this year, among other drugs. O'Day criticized his opponent, Democrat incumbent Michael Bennett. Bennett has visited the southern border in an effort to push immigration reform. And Metro Denver is expected to receive its first snow of the season tonight or tomorrow morning. Ched Gimestad is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It's struggling to get cold enough still. Temperature is going to be in the lower or mid-30s. So might be a mix of rain and snow, more likely closer to the foothills.
There's also a winter storm warning for the mountains around Vail, Aspen, and Crested Butte. And you're listening to CPR News online at cpr.org. It's 5:06.